Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus brought to you by Holiness Bibles for the Blind at Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. As we get rolling out here tonight, first we're going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you again for another day. In you, we have another way, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, right now that you would touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus, knowing that your word said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first of all, the family and friends who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you, Lord Jesus, you to touch and comfort them as only you can through your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. And then for those dealing with COVID-19, as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then finally, Lord Jesus, for situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations just like that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the news, on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so now we're going to get ready to roll out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus brought to you by Holiness Bibles for the Blind at Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. Wanting to say to those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, press the number 1, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, your prayer praise, prayer requests, or any of those kind of things. We'd be glad to hear from you as we get rolling out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus brought to you by Holiness Bibles for the Blind at Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we want to say welcome all once again, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number 1, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer praises, prayer requests. And remember, if you don't press the number 1, we will not be opening your mic, so please press the number 1 tonight, because we'd be glad to hear from you. Tonight we have a special program, a very, very special program that was kind of suggested, and he did not even realize he suggested it. Brother Six Eyes, our well-esteemed leader of the Six Eyes Radio Network, it was on a Saturday night. Let me tell you how this came about. We were talking on the Kicking It with Six Eyes and ATL show, and we were talking about this one youngster who went in and shot a teacher. And he was mentioning, you know, that's not what we were experiencing back way when we were kids. I mean, that wasn't even on the radar scope. We weren't thinking about shooting teachers or bringing knives and guns to school. We were, it was like, you know, we were listening to Sesame Street and stuff like that. And we kind of played a few songs and the Sesame Street theme song and stuff like that. And we were talking about way back when we were kids. So
the thought occurred in my mind. Hey, we always doing nice shows for the Wednesday night show, but why not dedicate one specifically to our youth and let them kind of hear the stuff we were singing and enjoying back way back when, and have a special message geared to our youth. So tonight's show was born. So we're going to want to hear from our youth tonight, especially those that may be on with us tonight that may have some prayer requests, because even our youth have prayer requests of theirs too, but also those who are young at heart. So it doesn't matter if you're 80, kind of young at heart, or if you're 5. We want to hear from you. Once again, 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number 1. Let us know you want to join in a conversation, and we'll take your prayer requests, prayer phrases. Ruth, who do we got with us?
Well, we always got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have people from 100 countries. We have you, Sister Emily, Pastor, or I mean, six, Brother Six, and a mystery guest with 216.
All right.
With me.
All right. But who has their hands up, Ruth?
Nobody, but I just always get six and you.
Okay. Well, we, six, if you want to give us anything you got. Especially since you gave me the idea.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Yes, today was an interesting day today. Actually, I had to take care of some business and ran across this little princess who wanted to be bad. And her mother was trying to scare her. Now, you know, when we grew up, we had the program Scared Straight. And that pretty much, you know, got the kids back on track if they wanted to be bad and grow up, you know, before it was time for them to actually grow up. They got to see what jail was like. They got to see what a car wreck was. They got to see the morgue, you know, if they wanted to be real bad. You could actually see where you would be headed if you didn't straighten up. So today had to take care of some business, and just so happened, we're going to have a meeting after we get off air here from the 6 Hours Radio Network. This show is very much needed, and I encourage you, if you all don't listen tonight live, later on if you have some children, some youth, can definitely benefit from this show. Amen.
All right, Ruth, do we have any others that have their hand up or wish to give prayer requests or what have you? Okay. Well, while we're waiting for Ruth to take care of something here, I'm going to give my prayer request, obviously, for the ministry, my health, as well as the 6 Eyes Radio Network, your fans, your friends, my family, your family, that kind of thing, the world in general, because we definitely, as the time progresses closer to Christ coming back, the Bible says it's going to get worse and worse, so we definitely need to be praying for one another, and it is definitely needed for everybody out there, the nursing homes, those working in nursing homes, in the hospitals, those people that are actually in those facilities need prayer. Our police forces, our ambulance workers, our military, and, of course, our politicians. No matter what country you're in, your politicians, your leaders, amen. All right, Ruth, are you ready yet?
It's the same folks I already had, honey.
Anybody with their hand up?
No.
Okay. So, all right. Well, with that, I think what we'll do is go ahead and get into our show here. And these songs that we've come up with, I think will take you back, especially Six, going to take you way back to when you were a youngster and you might want to sing along. I guarantee you, you'll want to sing along. Also, there are a couple of theme songs of a couple of shows that'll take you back to when you were a kid. So we hope everybody enjoys. And then maybe by the end of the show, we'll have another open mic time for everybody to join in if they have any prayer requests by the end of the show. So right now, we'll get into our music and our message and all of those good things. So here we go.
All right, let's go.
There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o. B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name-o. Clap! There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o. I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name-o. Pat your legs! There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o. N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name-o. Pat your tummy. There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o. G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name-o. Pat your head. There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o. Oh, 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 and Bingo was his name-o. Jump! There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o. And Bingo was his name-o. B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name-o.
And now it's time for Captain Kangaroo here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. It's a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine, would you be mine, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor, my neighbor. You know what these are? They're suitcases. But I'm not going away. No, I'm using them to carry things. You want to guess what might be inside the big one? This big one down here? Want to guess what might be in there? You want to guess what might be inside this little one? I'll show you. This little suitcase has little hats in it. Mm-hmm. Look at those little hats. Look at that. Aren't they great? Now, the big suitcase has big hats.
If you'd like to get in contact with us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have or regarding the programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by KJV1611Ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, @gmail.com. Again, KJV1611Ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer to your subject line, and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen. Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617 and 424-243-9617. Press the number 1, join the conversation, and it all gets started here on Sunday.
for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated. Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Tuesday.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. Take me to
Timothy Ruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show. And the Six Eyes Gospel Bus, brought to you by Holiness Bibles for the Blind at holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. With Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang, with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Then on Thursday, Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that could be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Friday
with AJ and the
Squad. With AJ and the Squad, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, and last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays. All right, it is now time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. This week we are going into Psalm 150 and verse 1. Psalm 150 and verse 1.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power.
And you notice God says to praise him. And praise him in the firmament of his power. Basically, we are just to praise him. Found in our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Psalm 150 and verse 1. Amen.
Had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm nay nay there, and a quack quack here, and a quack quack there, and an oink oink here, and an oink oink there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a sheep, E-I-E-I-O. With a baa-baa here and a baa-baa there, and a nay-nay here and a nay-nay there, and a quack-quack here and a quack-quack there, and an oink-oink here and an oink-oink there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, and a baa-baa here and a baa-baa there, and a nay-nay here and a nay-nay there, and a quack-quack here and a quack-quack there, and an oink-oink here and an oink-oink there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a turkey, E-I-E-I-O. With a gobble-gobble here and a gobble-gobble there, and a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, and a baa-baa here and a baa-baa there, and a nay-nay here and a nay-nay there, and a quack-quack here and a quack-quack there, and an oink-oink here and an oink-oink there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Rock and learn.
On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatballs when somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table and onto the floor, and then my poor meatball rolled out of the door. It rolled in the garden and under a bush, and then my poor meatball was nothing but mush. The mush was as tasty could be, and then the next summer it grew into a tree. The tree was all covered with moss, and on it grew meatballs and tomato sauce. So if you eat spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatballs whenever you sneeze.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now everybody sing along. On top of spaghetti,
on top of spaghetti,
all covered with cheese,
all covered with cheese,
I lost my poor meatball,
I lost my poor meatball,
when somebody sneezed, it rolled off the table, and onto the floor,
and then my poor meatball,
rolled out of the door,
it rolled in the garden,
and under a bush,
and then my poor meatball,
was nothing but mush,
the mush was as tasty
as tasty could be,
and then the next summer,
And then the next summer,
it grew into
a tree.
The tree was all covered.
The tree was all covered.
And covered with moss.
All covered with moss.
And on it grew a meatball.
And on it grew meatballs.
And tomato sauce.
And tomato sauce.
So if you eat spaghetti.
So if you eat spaghetti.
All covered with cheese.
All covered with cheese.
Oh, hold on to your meatballs.
Hold on to your meatballs.
Whenever you sneeze.
Whenever you sneeze.
And time for us to say good morning to Doobie and welcome to Romperum. Doobie would like you to put on your wings. Got big Doobie wings and then start flying with us all over Romperum. Come on, really, flap those wings. Can you fly around in circles on everybody? Can you fly down to the floor? Come on, fly down.
Yippee, 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 y She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes.
When she goes.
She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes.
When she goes.
She'll be wearing red pajamas. She'll be wearing red pajamas. She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes.
Singing I, yippee, yippee, I.
Yeehaw!
Singing I, yippee, yippee, I.
Yeehaw!
Singing I, yippee, I, yippee.
She will have to sleep with Grandma when she comes.
She snores.
She will have to sleep with Grandma when she comes. She will have to sleep with Grandma. She will have to sleep with Grandma. She will have to sleep with Grandma when she comes.
Singing I, yippee, yippee, I.
Yeehaw!
Singing I, yippee, yippee, I.
Yeehaw!
Singing I, yippee, I, yippee, I, yippee, yippee, I.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
Bibles for the Blind is a missionary outreach to the physically and spiritually blind, providing reference material as well as Bibles, as well as other material to help those who are visually inconvenienced. Also, we educate those in the body of Christ as to the needs and abilities of those who are visually inconvenienced. We would appreciate a love gift from you to help us keep our ministry going. There are several methods you can do to help keep us going. First off, you could visit our website, holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. That's HOLINESSBIBLES FORTHEBLIND.ORG. Put that in your browser, and you click enter. Go down the home page to where it says Love Offerings. Click that, and you will be on our Secure PayPal button and Secure PayPal page. You there can use your credit card or PayPal account to give a secure donation to Holiness Bibles for the Blind. Also, you can send a check or money order to Holiness Bibles for the Blind. You send that to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005. Again, send your check or money order to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, made payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005. And God will richly bless you for your love gift, and we here at Holiness Bibles for the Blind thank you very, very much. Amen. And now it is that time for Timothy Gruber and his Hebrew Word of the Week. Amen.
Hello there. This is Brother Timothy Gruber coming to you with this week is the Hebrew word for Bible, which is Tanakh. Again, that's Tanakh. T-E-N-A-C is in cat, H. Tanakh. Again, it's the Hebrew word for Bible. Basic instructions for leaving earth. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 5, search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And again, the Hebrew word of the week for this week is the Hebrew word for Bible, which is Tanakh, spelled T-E-N-A-C, as in cat, H, according to its Hebrew pronunciation, Tanakh. And again, that's
you like to help keep shows like this one on the air? Well, there are several methods you can do to help that happen. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to paypal.com and enter the following email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the dollar amount of your love gift, and we here at the Success Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Also, if you wish to send a check or money order to the Success Radio Network, contact Brother Six Eyes at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line, write donation information requested. In the body of your email, request the information for the pay to and snail mail information for your check or money order, explaining you wishing to send a check or money order to donate to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And once again, God will richly bless you, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much.
The bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain to see what she could see, and all that she could see, and all that she could see was the other side of the mountain, the other side of the mountain, the other side of the mountain was all that she could see. Across the river, the bear went across the river, the bear went across the river to see what she could see, and all that she could see, and all that she could see was the other side of the river, the other side of the river, the other side of the river was all that she could see.
Feeds the pigs.
The farmer gathers eggs, the farmer gathers eggs. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the farmer gathers eggs. The farmer plants the seeds, the farmer plants the seeds. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the farmer plants the seeds. The farmer picks the corn, the farmer picks the corn. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the farmer picks the corn. The farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the farmer in the dell.
See how they run, see how
When you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Do-da-do-da-do-da. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine hit my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful day. Yes, zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the wind. Zippity-doo-da,
zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way.
Doesn't understand it.
did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. It's better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National Mental Health Line at 1-73-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're blind trucking in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
Agony tore at my mind. I'm a statistic. And when I first got here, I felt very much alone. I was overwhelmed with grief, and I expected to find something. But, oh, I found no sympathy. I only saw thousands of others whose bodies were as badly mangled as mine. I was given a number and placed in a category. And the category was called traffic fatality. Now, the day I died was an ordinary school day. Oh, how I wish I'd taken the bus. But I was too cool for the bus. I remembered how I'd conned my mom out of her car that day. A special favor, I pleaded, because all the other kids drive. And when the 250 bell rang that day, I threw my books in my locker. I'm free until 8:40 tomorrow morning. Oh, I ran to the parking lot, excited at the thought of driving a car, being my own boss, being free. Now, it doesn't matter how the accident happened. I'm just goofing off, I guess. Going a little too fast, smoking a little pot, taking crazy chances. But I was enjoying my freedom and having myself a ball. And the very last thing I remember was passing an old lady who seemed to be going awful slow. Then I heard the deafening crash and felt a terrific jolt. Glass and steel flew everywhere. My whole body seemed to be turning inside out. And then I heard myself scream. Suddenly I awakened, and it was very quiet. This press officer was standing over me. Then I saw this doctor. My body was so mangled, I was saturated with blood. Pieces of jagged glass were sticking out all over my body. And I thought it strange that I didn't feel anything. Hey, mister, don't pull that sheet over my head. I can't be dead. I'm only 17. I got a date tonight. I'm supposed to grow up and have a wonderful life. I can't be dead. But later, I was placed in a morgue on a cold slab, and my folks had to identify me. Oh, why did they have to see me like this? Why did I have to look into my mom's eyes when she had just been through the most terrible ordeal of her life? And my dad, he suddenly looked like an old man as he told the man in charge, yes, that's our son. And my father, it was a real experience. I saw all my relatives and friends walk towards my casket. They passed by one and looked at me with the saddest eyes I guess I'd ever seen. Some of my buddies were crying, and my girlfriend touched my hand and sobbed as she walked away. Please, somebody, wake me up and get me out of here. I can't bear it to see my mom and dad so broken up, and my grandparents are so racked with grief they can barely walk, and my brother and sister are like zombies walking around in a daze. Please, somebody. No one can believe this, and I can't believe it myself. Please don't bury me. I can't be dead. I have a lot of living to do. I want to laugh and run again. I want to sing and dance. Oh, please don't put me in the ground. I promise if you give me one more chance, God, I'll be the most careful driver in the whole wide world. All I'm asking is one more chance, God. Please, I'm only 17.
Thank you.
okay, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait.
Worth it. Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen.
And now it is time for Sister Ruth to tell us the common message between this song and this poem. Amen.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide.
It was the Stowers congregation. You can see they've been around. And they had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the Amen corner of that church, that brother Howe, and he insisted every Sunday on singing in the choir. His voice was cracked and broken. Age had touched his vocal cords. And nearly every Sunday, he'd get behind and miss the words. Well, the choir got so flustered, the church was told and fined that Brother Howe must stop his singing, or the choir was going to resign. So the pastor appointed a committee, I think it was three or four, and they got in their big fine car and drove up to Howe's door. They found the choir's great trouble sitting there in an old armchair, and the summer's golden sunbeams lay upon his snow-white hair. Said York, we're here, dear brother, with the vestry's approbation to discuss a little matter that affects the congregation. Now, we don't want no singing except what we've bought. The newest tunes are all the rage. The old ones stand for naught. And so we have decided, are you listening, brother? You'll have to stop your singing. It's messing up our choir. The old man raised his head. A sign that he did hear. And on his cheek, the three men caught the glitter of a tear. His feeble hands pushed back the locks as white as silk as snow. And he answered the committee in a voice both soft and low. I've sung the Psalms of David nearly 80 years, said he. They've been my staff and comfort all along life's weary way. Sorry I disturbed the choir. I guess I'm doing wrong. But when my heart is filled with praise, I can't keep back a song. I wonder if beyond the tide that's breaking at my feet, in that far-off heavenly temple where my master and I shall meet, yes, I wonder if when I try to sing the songs of God up high, I wonder if they'll kick me out up there for singing in heaven's choir. A silence filled the little room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went on back to town, but Brother Howe was dead. The choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgotten. A few churchgoers watched the door, but the old man entered not. Far away his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desire. Where there are no church committees and no fashionable choir. Let me hide myself in thee.
Pickin', pickin'. I think it's all so hard.
picking everyone apart. Sticking, stick your nose right in. Flick your bick and point out every sin. How'd you get in? Judging this and judging that. You've got a lot of nerve. You know the rules. You know the law. You just want to serve, but don't. You know the Bible says your job is just to love. Just love each other more. You can leave it to the judge. Leave judging to the judge. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's a lot you can do to help your neighbor out. You have much better things to do. Instead of picking, living, giving, that should be your goal. Kick it, lick it. You don't have to be cold. Picking. If that's all you can do, I'm not going to stand here arguing with you. What good would it do? Love your neighbor as yourself. There's a lot that you can do to help your neighbor out. You had much better things to do instead of picking.
All right, Ruth, now that you've heard that song and that poem, could you give us the common message between the two?
Okay, I really think that people like to judge others, but they ever think that God himself will be the righteous judge.
So, in one or two words, what would you say is the common message?
Read Matthew 7:12. I don't want to sum it up with, do it unto others. That's just a paraphrase.
Are you sure that's what you want to go with, is do unto others as others should do unto you? Well, Ruthie, if you would have stayed on the first track instead of switching to do unto others, even though that's good, if you would have stayed on the topic of judgment and you would have just said, don't judge, you would have had it. You would have had it. You was on the right track just before you switched over, because don't judge others would have been a perfect couple words, but you switched it. Do unto others, even though that's a good one, but we can't give it to you. So you switched on yourself and you messed it up. You almost had it. So you are now 14 for 18. Hey, man, but we'll try again next week and see if you can get back onto a good roll. Amen.
If I made a mistake, I can always fix it later. So I'm not too worried.
All right. And so now we'll move on with the program. Amen. All right. Tonight we have a special little message for all you little ones. And this message is coming out of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 through 50.
Now, the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shokah, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched near Shokah and Azekah in Ephes-Damarim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines called Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will be we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall he be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had eight sons, and the man went among them for an old man in the days of Saul. And the three eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the armies of his three sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and went unto him Abinadab, and the third, Shema. And David was the youngest, and the three eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses upon the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were sore afraid. The men of Israel said, Have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel if he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab his heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with his Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth, and when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said moreover, The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about, he saw David. He disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David.
So, little ones, we have this giant named Goliath. Now, how big was Goliath? It says 6 cubits and a span. But in our terms today, how huge was that? A cubit would be 18 inches. So 6 of those would be 9 feet tall. Now, we've seen some pretty tall men in these days. We've seen men that are 7 foot tall. We're talking a man 9 foot 9 inches tall. This guy was only 3 inches shy, 3 inches shy, the width of a 2x4, the 4-inch wide side. He was only that shy of putting the top of his head to the rim of a basketball hoop. This guy could have easily dribbled a basketball, reached up above his head through the hoop without throwing it. He could have just reached up above his head, dropped it through the hoop, grabbed it with his other hand, did a circle, and kept making points without trying. I mean, he wouldn't have had to throw the ball into the basket. He'd just reach above his head and just easily put it in the hoop. I mean, he would have made a great basketball player. And then he happens to be this great warrior, soldier. And he's all dressed and armed for battle. It talks about his armor and how good it is. He was well protected. I mean, he was well protected from a frontal attack, from being harmed from the front. His legs were protected in the front. His chest and belly were protected from the front. His head, on the top of his head, was protected from the front. The only thing that was not protected was his face. But even then, that was partially protected with his shield. But God, seeing this man boasting in pride, boasting with such a surety that he could kill and defeat any enemy that came to him, sent who in his stead? A bigger man? Little ones, have you ever noticed that these big kids come to you and you're this little one? Maybe five or six-year-olds. You ever notice the bigger kids always come and pick on you? Ever notice that? The big ones seem to pick on you, push you around. They call them bullies. Notice that? Well, Goliath was the biggest bully that you could ever think of. And he was out there in this field just being the biggest bully he could be. And he had brothers that were just as big a bully as he was. But he's out there in the field boasting and bragging and being a bully. Who's God sent? He had all this, on God's side, the good people's side, he had all these soldiers, but they were all shivering in their shoes. They were scared. This bully was doing a good job. But then God sends a little shepherd boy. The king hears of what this shepherd boy has said, how that he had defeated a bear and a lion at the same time, and how God had delivered him. And so the king decides to say, okay, well, hey, I'm not going to send you out there without protection and the proper gear for going to a battle, a war. So he gives him the same kind of equipment, the same kind of stuff that this big bully's got. But the little shepherd boy says, I ain't used this stuff before. I don't know how to use this stuff. So he takes it off. It'd be like you, little ones, trying to ride a 10-speed, and you barely can ride your tricycle. So he takes all this stuff off. He says, no, I'm going to stick around and use what I'm used to. I'll stick around and use my tricycle. So he goes out there with what he's used to, this staff and a shepherd's bag with stones in it and a sling. And he comes out in the field. This bully starts saying, oh, yeah, now, well, what's this? You're sending me a little boy to do a man's job? What do you think I am, a dog? The bully starts bullying this little boy. But God has sent this little boy. And this little shepherd boy looks at this big, tall, humongous man. And he says, yeah, you may have come out here with all that stuff on. But I came to you. I'm coming to you in the name of God. And thus, he used what he had, and he
killed this big man. Not on the fifth try, because he had five stones, but on the first one. On the first one. Now, what can we learn from this story? Well, let me tell you, little ones. I have giants in my life. I know you're saying, what kind of giants could I have in my life? Giant sins. Pride. Selfishness. Wanting my way. Hating my friends when they don't do what I want them to do. How about you, little ones? You ever do those things? When mommy or daddy tells you, you gotta clean up your room, and you don't want to do it? Those are big giants in your life. But remember, who was bigger than the giant in this little shepherd boy's life? Who was bigger than that giant? That 9-foot-9-inch tall giant. You're right. It was God. God was bigger than that giant. And God is bigger than the giant sins in your life. Now, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord, let me invite you to take him as your Lord. The Bible says all you have to do is ask him into your heart, saying something like this, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come in to stay. Come in today. Come in, Lord Jesus. Amen. And that's all you need to do, because he will. Ask him into your heart, and he will come in to stay, and he will be your Lord, and he will be your Savior, and he will be bigger than any of your giant sins today. Amen.
You can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Welcome to the Six Eyes Stay Warm But Safe segment, where it is better to be warm and safe than cold and in your grave. Today I'd like to talk to you about safety with different types of heating. First of all, let me talk to you about furnaces, whether gas, propane, or oil. First of all, have your furnace looked at by a well-qualified technician, not your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your brother, whatever that claims they know what they're doing, but a well-qualified technician who has went to school for such things. Also, be sure to change your air filter once a month, and be sure there are no debris, clutter, etc. around your furnace. Moving on, let's talk about fireplaces. We're talking about the gas-type fireplaces or wood-burning fireplaces. These areas must be well vented through a chimney. Be sure there is no clutter near the hearth, etc., and children should not be allowed to play in such an area. Also, be sure there is no debris close to the area that could catch fire. Now let's talk about space heaters. There are many types on the market today. First, let's talk about electric space heaters. Be sure all electric space heaters have the shut-off feature. Should they be tipped over, they shut off automatically. Secondly, be sure to check cord on a monthly basis. What you should check for is, one, where the plug plugs into the wall socket. Be sure while the unit is working and running
that the plug is not getting warm. If it gets warm, replace the electric heater. This is because it can overheat the plug and cause melting of the plug and an electrical fire. Secondly, check the length of the cord from the plug to the electric heater to make sure there is no melting or fraying of the cord, which can cause a fire. Also, be sure all cords are not under or around the space heater itself where it can be overheated or cause a trip hazard. Next, space heater should have. All space heaters should have a clearance or space between the heater and all objects near them. This is easily accomplished by putting your left leg near the heater and your right leg next to the object you want to make sure there's space between. You should be able to stand easily between the two without cramping yourself. This is at least a 2-foot space or span. Also, above the space heater, there should be nothing between the space heater and the ceiling. This will give it proper room for allowing heat to escape the heater without causing fire. The reason for this is, if, for example, wooden furniture is near it, the furniture can become overheated, dry out, and thus cause a fire. Objects such as cardboard or paper can easily become overheated and ignite. Cloth objects can easily overheat and become ignited and cause a fire. This is why there should always be a 2-foot span around the heater and at least over the top of the heater from the top of the heater to your ceiling should be always clear. And never, ever touch a space heater with your bare hands while it is running. Electric heaters that have fans. Do not place anything on the area of the space heater where the fan is pulling air into the fan, known as the intake valves. This can cause the heater to overheat and burst into flames. Also, put nothing on the outgoing air because of the same reason for the cause of fire. In fact, nothing should be on any space heater of any type because of the reason that they can cause fire. Now let's talk about propane and kerosene heaters. These types of space heaters burn with an ignition source and flame. They put off CO2 due to the igniting process and the burning process. These space heaters require proper venting. They should not be used in a closed house without proper ventilation. Without proper ventilation, these heaters could cause the CO2 to build up. You would start to feel sleepy, fall asleep, and never wake up again to see your family, and they would be very saddened at your passing. So do not use these space heaters without proper ventilation. Finally, let's talk about what they call torpedo heaters or propane heaters. Some also are run by kerosene, and these heaters have a fan that takes the heat source and makes it at an extreme heat, more heat for the buck, as they say. The fan blows across the heat source and makes it hotter. These heaters are usually used in a garage-type environment. Once again, because of the heat source, propane or kerosene must be properly vented. Should never be used inside of a home without proper ventilation due to the CO2 buildup. As I stated before, this is true of all heaters, no matter their type, whether in your fireplace, space heater, torpedo heater, whatever. Young children, teenagers, or yes, even you adults should never allow children to play around them, nor should you touch them while in operation. These are causes for serious burns. We do not want you to be burned due to your space heater. Remember, proper space for your heater, proper checking of the electrical, and proper use are all important when using heaters. And finally, we want to reiterate with what we started with at the beginning of this segment. Here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want you to be safe but warm, because it is better to be warm and safe than cold and dead. Holiness Bibles for the Blind is a missionary outreach to the physically and spiritually blind, providing reference material as well as Bibles, as well as other material to help those who are visually inconvenienced. Also, we educate those in the body of Christ as to the needs and abilities of those who are visually inconvenienced. We would appreciate a love gift from you to help us keep our ministry going. There are several methods you can do to help keep us going. First off, you could visit our website, holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. That's HOLINESSBIBLESFORTHEBLIND.ORG. Once you put that in your browser and you click enter, go down the home page to where it says Love Offerings. Click that. And you will be on our secure PayPal button and secure PayPal page. You there can use your credit card or PayPal account to give a secure donation, Holiness Bibles for the Blind. Also, you can send a check or money order to Holiness Bibles for the Blind. You send that to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005. Again, send your check or money order to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, made payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005. And God will richly bless you for your love gift, and we here at Holiness Bibles for the Blind thank you very, very much. Amen. If you'd like to get a copy of this show or any of the shows here at the Skies Radio Network, here's how you can go about doing that. First off, if you have a smartphone or tablet, just go to podcast on your smartphone or tablet and enter Six Eyes Radio. That's SIXEYES space RADIO. After you've entered that and clicked enter, then you'll see us pop up there. And once we do, just click subscribe. And once you do, you'll have us right there at your fingertips 7 days a week.
And you'll be able to listen to us morning, noon, or night, anytime at your desire, any time of the week. If you're an Android or Apple user, you will first need to download the iHeartRadio app. The iHeartRadio app. Once you've downloaded iHeartRadio, then you do the same procedure. You go to iHeartRadio, click on that app. Then, when you're on there, you type in their search box, Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space, radio, R-A-D-I-O. Once you've done that, click enter. You'll see us pop up there. Then click subscribe, and you'll have us 7 days a week. And you'll be able to enjoy. Amen. Would you like to help keep shows like this one on the air? Well, there are several methods you can do to help that happen. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to paypal.com and enter the following email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the dollar amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Also, if you wish to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network, contact Brother Six Eyes at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. In your subject line, write donation information requested. In the body of your email, request the information for the pay to and snail mail information for your check or money order, explaining you wishing to send a check or money order to donate to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And once again, God will richly bless you, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. All right, and finally, it is that time. We have now for open mics here at the end of the program here. If you wish to participate, have any questions or comments, just press the number 1, and we will open your mic. So who do we got with us, Ruth?
I still got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels, and all those people in 100 countries. We got you. We have Sister Emily and Six. I see she just put her hand up.
Okay. All right. We'll get your mic open momentarily there. And obviously we know Six probably might have something to say. So is she with us, Ruth?
Great show. Definitely enjoyed it. Great show.
So did it take you back, Six?
Yes, it did.
I know some of those songs should have.
I think some of them songs made Six feel older than he is.
Especially at Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Great show.
I had to be funny when I said that one, number 6.
All right, Em. So what kind of prayer request did you have for us near the end of the show here?
I had what I had talked to you about earlier, which was a special unspoken with some things going on with me right now. While I was on this show, I got a text from my cousin who works out where Mom's at, and she's asking for prayer for a lady named Anita. Out there, I guess she's not doing real good, and they had to call the family in.
All right. Well, with that, unless anybody's got any questions or other comments, I think what we'll do
is, since our good Brother Six is right here with us, we'll let him give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here tonight and invite everybody to tomorrow's show, The Truth of the Matter with Dr. Doug Quick at 9 p.m. Amen. So, Brother Six, you are on.
Amen. Well, once again, we only want to thank you for allowing us to make the welcome list this morning. As we get ready to retire for the night, we ask that you wrap your arms around the world. All of us, my family, my friends, your fans. And we ask that you definitely wrap the arms around the homeless who are out there in those cold extremities. Wrap your arms around them. Bless our resources so we're able to do more. And just keep loving us, keep keeping us healthy, keep keeping us strong. Bless our endeavors, and bless us with increase. Amen.
Amen. God bless everybody.
Good night. God bless.